Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Blah, 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 you know what time it is. They say life a bit tight tonight, boy, we diving in. We got Zach Amico, red dot, headshot, he a sniper. The Puerto Rican point guard striking like a viper. Yo,
Lewis and Zach are back,
and they came to attack, spilling crack on the track, yeah, yeah.
Lewis and Zach are back,
yeah, the Zach Lane and Rattlesnake spitting straight facts, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lewis and Zach are back,
yo, the baby boy.
Lewis and Zach are back,
yo, them baby boys.
Lewis and Zach are back,
yo, them baby boys.
Lewis and Zach are back,
and they making noise.
What the fuck is this, Shannon? What is it? There we go.
In the black.
Who's failing? Yeah, what's up? Yeah. That was the fastest way I've ever said the N-word in my entire life. Do we gotta bleep that? I don't think so.
Yeah.
It's your boy Luis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, King of Things, coming at you like Cleopatra on a Monday. On a Monday, baby boy, international superstar Zach Amico's here. What's up, kid?
How you doing, buddy?
Feeling pretty good, man. Feeling pretty good, even though I had a very trying day yesterday at the fucking airport.
It would appear so.
You were good. You were leaving Canada, right?
Blame Canada, baby boy.
Yeah, they it was look at him. Don't you stop him and search him and fucking
no, they didn't
that he's
stop me. They didn't search me. They didn't do any of that. The flights were just delayed, delayed, delayed.
Oh, yeah.
5 hours I waited in that fucking airport.
What airline?
Air Canada. United fucking pushed me over to Air Canada, and then they don't even give you, like, I bought it on United, then they don't even give you your fucking Premier 1K status. They put me in Group 2.
I've had that leaving Edmonton. Yeah, they'll fuck you up trying to get out of Canada.
Then what I usually do is if I'm not in Group 1, I'll go with Group 2. If I'm Group 3, Group 4, it doesn't matter, right? But then I saw an old couple did that to me, and it took every bit of me not to be like, you're not in Group 2. You're not in fucking Group 2. And I just let them go. It's a new Lewis, a new day, new me. I'm not trying to get banned from airports.
Can I tell you how to get through all of that?
How?
Service animal. Oh. Service animal.
I hate that your dog is here.
Her name's Gina Hyena.
Be nice. Gina.
Off the bat, huh?
She's trained well.
I like how Gina's separated from you guys. Say. She doesn't want to sit next to you guys.
There's not enough room.
This is
depending
we have to
on if
mush.
You're like a comedy fan or not, it either looks like I won or lost a contest.
Yeah, you, Gina's first time on the show. I'm excited to have you here.
Hey, thank you.
Great stuff, all about Gina. People seem to really like you, so I think my fans are going to like you as well. She's pretty hot too, so that's pretty fucking sweet. Everyone's probably going to post fake deep fakes of you in
Racist
live chat shortly. So I hope you're okay with that.
Perfect. I am Italian, so
look, we have a great show planned today. I'm very excited to have everyone in the studio. I'm not excited to have your dog here, Josh.
That's disgusting.
Josh, I don't own a movie theater. You're not gonna, your fake fucking service animal shit doesn't work on me.
Fake?
Bring out
fentanyl right now and watch what she does.
What is it?
Bro, I'm fucking coming up on 10 years sober and I don't have a fucking dog walking around
you didn't
with
do,
me. It's called
you,
being a
you
man.
You did coke and others. You didn't do opiates.
The
what
dog
is your,
looks like
guy?
It's on opiates right now.
Let it go. Are you really that weak that you're like, I don't have a puppy. I'm going to shoot.
I need a puppy. I got to pet my dog.
Yeah.
She sees me do it. Yeah. And she'll bark and knock
what is,
it out
what
my
is
head.
The, what is the body... shirt. What does the shirt say? The dog thing.
Service animal.
It says,
so it's actually
I'm a liar.
Service animal.
Yeah.
It's a trained service animal.
100%.
Bro, it's
Josh.
You trained it to be a service animal.
Isn't that crazy that I,
you
who's a mess,
it.
Could do that? I had a woman train me, and we trained the dog together.
Sounds like a Ponzi scheme.
A little bit.
And then I had to train 5 other people.
But, dude, it's this is the thing, man. Like, this dog... 100% has a task. She does it. And
what's
got,
the task?
To lick your balls. She licks
we
your
tried.
Balls.
We tried, but she's not.
No, but hold
it.
On. Service animal's different than emotional support animal. Emotional support animal, anybody could get an emotional support animal. That's like a thing you go online and just get certification like that. A service animal is a very specifically trained animal.
Yes.
And that's what you're saying, that this is 100% an actually trained service dog.
To the letter of the law.
And she did
to
not
the letter of the law.
And what is her service?
She stops me from doing fentanyl.
That's a joke.
Your hair's
no, it's not. Nice. No,
that's yeah.
I, dude, if I saw it, if I think about it, like I want to do it still. You can't opiate addiction, heroin addiction. That stuff it sticks with you, man. And having the dog, if like she stops me from going to Fifth and Broadway, you know, to go cop, she stops.
Have do it tried, right now. Like, put like, sugar on the table.
She knows the difference.
What would she, hold on. What would she actually do? Can Hold on. Is that even a task of a service animal?
Yes.
She hadn't Googled this.
Yeah.
Can service animals stop you from doing drugs? Is that a task? I don't
believe. Called a wife.
I think you're a liar. I think you're
That's a real bold claim,
I think you're a dirty fucking liar.
I think...
And
that's
rude. I would have more respect for you if you just got the emotional support animal tag and you weren't pretending that this was a dog that was
I'd have more respect
that
you're still a drug addict.
We're very close any
dude,
second.
When was the last time you did fentanyl?
May 17th, 2016.
And you've had the dog ever since?
I got her in December of 2016. So I got her in December of 2016.
So what happened on the in between?
Yeah, what happened to
me? I wanted to do it. I wanted to. And I thought about it. And then I got the dog. And I was like, nah. And then we had to train her. And just having her at first, she was just like, yeah, dude, you can do this. Like, she would look at me. Look at the dog and look at him and tell him not to. Don't look at me. See the way she looks at me? Because she's paying attention.
Yeah,
it's fine. I'm not gonna
make trained to stare at liars.
I want to train the dog to find drugs and bring it to him.
According to ChatGPT, psychiatric service dogs are trained to recognize signs of distress, cravings, and behaviors associated with relapse.
In your motherfucking
and what are they? What do they do?
It says they can interrupt these behaviors through nudging, pawing, or engaging their handler to shift focus.
Put on Alice in Chains, see if she gets
put on Rooster.
Put on
Rooster, see what she does.
I don't buy any of your horse shit, Josh.
First of all, look at what she's doing. She's right here. She's not bothering anybody. You know,
I deleted. I posted a thing when I was in Austin. I was at Lifetime, and there was a guy playing fetch with his dog, and I posted this thing. This was one of my most controversial clips ever. The amount of people, I mean, daily people, I'm like, dude, I'm going to kill you. People wanted to kill me because I pointed out that this guy was playing fucking fetch with his dog in the gym. I deleted the post finally because I was like, I just can't argue with fucking dog people. I can't make that my identity.
Yeah, I know.
It's just, there's no point because then I'm like, yeah, fuck you, dude. Actually, it's dangerous for the dog to be in the gym. And I don't care. I don't care enough, but I do care.
I wouldn't bring her to the gym. I wouldn't really bring her somewhere that it's really going to be an issue. Like,
it's an issue here. I told you not to bring your fucking dangerous.
You never told me never to bring the dog. If you would have said that to me, I wouldn't have brought her. No, I figured
what you have around your neck. You look like the Rambo of picking up dog shit. It's like
he needs a new hour.
Please help me, God. I need everything.
That's good. Let me introduce our guests from Being Ian with Jordan, ladies and gentlemen, the great Ian Fidance back on the motherfucking show.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for having me. Excited to be here.
Love it. Ooh, thank you very much for getting the music back going.
Dunk it, dude.
From the 500 podcast, ladies and gentlemen, Josh Adam Myers is here.
With like a dog.
Nobody cares about your dog's Instagram. Nobody does because she's got like 100 followers.
Well, we got hijacked by some Romanian guy. She was at like 2,000 and then some
she got hacked.
She got hacked, dude. Yeah. It was good, dude. Shane followed her.
That's what she calls it when Josh pets her.
That's what she calls it when she watches Josh.
She got hacked.
I've been hacked. I like it, though.
Dude, it got hacked. But she had a good run of strong followers, and then we had to rebuild it.
And Gina, you don't have a podcast?
No, I got to get more tattoos so I can get a podcast on the station.
Wow.
Shots fired.
Gina,
folks.
Hot and coming in hot.
Wow.
Wow.
Hey, Gina Hyena.
That's not funny. Look me in the eyes.
Hey, that's not funny. Take off your shoes.
Yeah, so Gina, it says Seen on Kill Tony. No, that can't be you. This is your credit. The Lewis and Zach show is now Seen on the Lewis and Zach show, which is a more important show for the comedy community. No hate on Tony Hinchcliffe and Kill Tony.
It.
We love Kill Tony, but you know, this is the fucking Lewis and Zach show. I'm a goddamn legend.
And I'm in New York, so.
Yeah. Are you a New Yorker now?
Yes.
Oh, great. Good for you. When did you move here?
I've been here for since 2020. Here for 12 years. I just started comedy in Austin. It was very bizarre.
Okay.
Yeah. I actually used to live across from the Old Creek in the Cave, but I was like helping out with poker rooms and doing dumb shit. So I was never like out in the open. So yeah, I was doing a lot of dumb shit, allegedly.
I knew a few different girls who've helped out with poker rooms, and they were always big titted.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't have my tits yet.
Yeah. Fake?
Just a great personality.
Those are fake tits. Yeah. Shannon.
Right off the bat, huh?
Shannon,
that's what I signed up
for. Let me say this, because we created a GoFundMe for Shannon, because Shannon has old tits, 22-year-old tits. We're trying to get them replaced.
Beef them up.
Every 10 years, you got to replace your tits. But we made the GoFundMe, and Shannon went away on vacation days later, so it doesn't really have a lot of traction, Shannon. And also, somebody DM'd me. They said it was a missed opportunity to not call it Get Shannon New Cannons, which we should rename the...
That's brilliant.
I mean, run it back. Yeah. Why not?
I think I can rename it.
Let's rename it. Shannon, where are we at right now with your GoFundMe? People are giving me shit because I have not donated $1,000 yet.
That's true.
But I'm going to... Shannon, be honest about this. Am I a liar?
No, it's going to take a little while, but you will give the money.
Well, once we're a little closer to the fucking goal, there's no reason for me to take $1,000 out of my pocket today.
Yeah, you want
to
push it over.
Yeah, I think you should actually put it in, and then everybody sees that it's being stimulated. Yeah. Or can you just buy one tit at a time?
No.
That would be a great idea.
Well, I mean,
Yeah. Just do one.
I think it's worth it for the before and after pics alone.
Well,
you know,
Shannon, the problem is, Shannon, where are we at with your GoFundMe?
$715.
We're doing pretty good right now.
Hold on.
She made it to us. She did. She made it for $12,000. We should have gone for it with a cheaper doctor. Josh, how much you put in?
$20 right now.
Josh, you have hundreds in your hand. I really thought you were going to not be a cheap piece of shit.
Yeah.
And fucking.
The dog's looking at you. Really.
Give her $250, Josh. Jesus Christ.
All right, then I have to Venmo because then I have to write this off.
Well, yeah, no. Donate to the GoFundMe.
I am, but I have to do it now so I can show that.
You can't hand her cash for the GoFundMe. Well,
the $20, this is just the down payment on the original.
Or is this symbolic?
I'm buying a quarter inch of tit, like a millimeter of tit.
All right, I'll put it for the areola.
Yeah, dude, come on, dude.
Would that be like named stars?
Yeah.
Like little bumps around the areola.
Yeah.
Can we all
is that what they are?
And name it after our significant others.
Oh, that's amazing.
Like, honey, this is the only one in the world, and it's for you.
That is the dumbest shit gift on the planet when you buy a girl a
someone
star.
A star?
You name it. Oh.
Dude, I've never done that.
Only people have done that?
Yeah, people do that.
I thought that was a thing people do for kids.
No, people do it for the girlfriend. Stupid bitches like that. Stupid bitches really want a star named after them.
Ian, have you done that?
I like it.
Shots fired.
No, I've never done it. I didn't know you could.
Yeah. So Shannon, here's the. I'll see. Once you get to $5,000, what is the GoFundMe, Shannon? Put it in the. First of all, put it in the notes of the show. Second of all, is there a fun, easy URL for it?
So I just changed the name of it to replacing Shannon's cannons, but the URL is GoFundMe.com, and it's help Shannon Lee replace her boobs. That didn't change.
But why didn't it just help Shannon? Why'd you do all of those things?
I didn't know that was all going to go into the URL. You just look up Shannon Lee on there, and it's going to go to it.
Okay. Well, I mean, you should make the URL. Can you change the URL?
Let me play around with it a little
bit. See if you could just do help Shannon.
Yeah, you just could be very,
Shannon.
Very, very vague. Don't be too descriptive. Make it seem like she has leukemia.
Needs new tititis. Just, Did you get your tits on in New York? Can you recommend a doctor for her?
I was researching a lot of AI and behavioral stuff this weekend, but I'm glad we got right to this. Words raw on purpose on this show.
Good.
That made more attention to it, didn't it? Yes, I got them done on Park Avenue, just so I could say I got Park Avenue tits.
Park Avenue tits. And how much did they cost you?
I also did. I got mine done on Park Avenue.
$20,000?
Yep.
Was it worth it?
Oh, yeah.
They must be phenomenal.
Yeah, they're perfect. Yeah.
You inspired a tweet today that I wrote.
Oh, what was it?
I said, if a girl has
me one tit.
I said, if a bitch has a link tree and no OnlyFans, she can't be trusted.
Oh, really?
And you have a link tree, and I was like, oh shit, link tree, let's go.
Yeah.
And then there was no OnlyFans, and I was fucking.
And then they have the little pepper.
Oh, it's infuriating.
The pepper emoji.
You guys know that there's the go to find anybody's free OnlyFans is
Fapillo.
Is that what it is?
Fapillo.
Well, no. This is what I do. You take their handle on the OnlyFans, and then you go Google search. ERO thought. So ERO thought, THOT, or ERO me. And then there's always, it'll take you.
You don't have an, do you have an OnlyFans?
No. I literally have, like, I signed up for it and there's nothing on it just so nobody could, like, fake mine.
Oh, yeah. Smart. Very smart.
Why not just do it and make some fucking loot?
Because I like myself.
I don't think it's a matter of. I don't think it's a matter of like being
probably self-respect. The yeah,
sure.
Great dad's alive. Growing up, huh?
Dad's alive.
Dad's alive.
There
dad.
We go.
There you go. Yeah. There
dad.
It is.
As soon as your dad dies, we're gonna fucking go.
Go ham.
Full force. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then
together.
You'll see me on gas. Yeah,
folks, kill Gina's father. It's a new contest. New contest on the Lewis's Action. Whoever murders Gina's father
just
gets
fine?
Free Skankfest tickets.
There it is. The golden ticket.
Yeah, either she'll become a hot OnlyFans girl or a right-wing grifter.
Yes. Yeah, one
the depending other. On the ethnicity of the man who kills her father.
Yes, indeed.
I also like the idea of a bunch of Tonys going missing because my dad's just an Italian guy named Tony. So now a bunch of Tonys are just going to be coming up murdered because of this podcast.
We're going to actually kill Tony because of the Lewis and Zach show.
Kill Tony Hyena.
Yeah. Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank Small Batch Cigar for supporting today's show. We love Small Batch Cigar because they give you amazing service, amazing cigars, amazing products in small batches, best shipping in the industry. If you guys are buying cigars online, you know sometimes they show up, they're stale, they're crappy. That's not Small Batch Cigar. They have unbelievable packaging. They give you a Bovita pack with every single purchase, so you know they're going to stay fresh and genuinely just an amazing selection of rare, limited, and hard-to-find cigars.
That's right. They have free shipping on every order, and almost every order arrives within 2 to 3 days within the continental United States, and you earn 5% rewards points instantly. And, Lou, we have a deal for them.
Oh, yeah. If you go to smallbatchcigar.com, click on the new section if you want to shop their newest arrivals. But if you go to smallbatchcigar.com, check out their amazing line of products, use the promo code GAS10, you're going to get 10% off plus those 5% rewards points. Once again, that is smallbatchcigar.com. Use that promo code GAS10 for 10% off and 5% rewards points. All right, where were we? Is that your real name, Gina Hyena?
No.
You didn't want it to really be out there.
No. Yeah.
Right. Do you really think her last name's Hyena?
No, I think it's good marketing, and hyenas are neat.
No, that's her real last name.
It's actually fucking dope.
The first name is a fake name.
Yeah.
No, Gina Hyena is a solid fucking name.
Thank you.
Yeah, it rhymes. It's good.
Right,
yeah.
Good marketing.
Yeah. So yeah, we got
to
get Shannon.
Shannon,
once you hit $5,000, the second you hit $5,000, I will donate the $1,000.
Okay, I have a quick question because I also got mine done on Park Avenue.
Yeah.
Can you say the name of your doctor?
Colker.
Oh, mine's Rappaport.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Michael Rappaport? You fucking dick stain.
I did some Jewish tits.
We can get them done cheaper. I don't know why
that's what you should
go
for.
I when I worked
cosmetic
at the strip club
cheap.
And we're in LA and dude, some girls would go to like Tijuana and wouldn't spend money on their tits and they were horrible.
Yeah,
horrible. There was a girl I didn't really hook up with a lot of strippers, but one night I drove one home and she was like, "Come on in," and she was just like, you know, like, "Let's fuck." And I was like, "Okay." And so she gave me a blowjob.
Can my dog watch?
It's the only way I could get hard. Dude, she took her shirt off and her tits were like literally, like the nipples were pointed up. Like, it can go bad.
Yeah, they look like Steve Buscemi and Big Daddy.
Yeah.
Crazy eyes.
So spend the money. That's something. It's like you spend the money on that. You spend the money on like hair plugs. You don't fucking fuck
and
around.
And the recovery.
When it comes
to tits. Like, the surgeon is mostly what it is. Like, the recovery can either be like, "I went out to dinner the next day." Or people are like on their ass for like 2 weeks.
Did you get hair plugs?
No.
No?
I did PRP, but I didn't do hair plugs.
Oh, you did? But you did get hair stuff.
I got like my hair, like they shoot medicine into your head. But I didn't get hair plugs. I didn't
need it. Platelet rich plasma.
Yeah.
Right? Was it your platelets?
Oh, I had to get that for my shoulder.
Dude, you should.
Well, I did because I
fucked
up shoulder.
But, you know,
I like that you go bald. You're not.
Well,
gonna...
I have a beautiful fucking head.
You really do.
Josh would look like a fucking zombie if he was bald.
I also have a huge dent in the back of my head when I cracked my skull, so it's just weird looking.
Oh.
And then I have big bushy eyebrows. It just would look weird.
Yeah, not good. Yeah, I look fucking. Ian, you're going bald.
No.
Yeah, you are. Take your hat off.
Do you
wear a hat because you're going bald?
I
realize you wear a hat
because I didn't
all the
shower
time.
This morning.
You think a hat makes you smell better?
No, because my hair gets messy.
Yeah,
because I have hair in my head.
Let me see. Let's see it. You're going bald a little bit. Yeah, you're receding a little bit,
dude. We could help you, bro.
I like it.
It doesn't look bad, but don't you want to stop it before it gets worse?
No, let God take over.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have wrinkles, gray.
It's not a
bald.
Problem. But women like that. Women like a confident man.
Yeah,
he does well,
and I know Ian does
well. You do well,
dude. Ian cleans the fuck up.
I see you out in these streets. We always got a new bird.
It's crazy. Yes. Every time I talk to a hot chick, she's like, "Oh yeah, I think Ian's hot." I'm like, "Are you retarded?"
Because
I see Ian's face and I see everything about him. Like, how does a woman want to have sex with
him?
He's
confident.
Yeah,
you know, he's confident. You own your shit.
Confidence. That's what I have.
Confidence. So she has
confident bald guys. Stavi's movie, very funny.
Oh yeah,
Let's Start a Cult.
Is it good?
Great.
Real dude, like
old school funny.
Yeah.
Really?
That yeah, fucking it was
hard R. Really fucking
what?
Funny movie. Not that.
Oh.
pushing the boundaries.
Yeah.
Oh, great. We're back. Yeah.
I loved it. I really loved it. Good. It was really
he's,
funny.
He's a great dude.
Good. Good for him. You awesome. Know what I watched last night? I started watching it on the plane, and I was like, just to essentially put myself to sleep because I was fucking so tired. But then I ended up kind of getting engaged with it, and I watched the whole movie. I got home. Nosferatu.
Ooh, it's on.
I love that.
It's on. Speaking of creepy, weirdo looking guys, that's my movie.
That's yeah.
That is. Yeah.
It was people hated
come
on it. It's on the flight
me.
Already.
Come do the real podcast.
I saw it and I couldn't stop doing his voice. Like him talking to his landlord about where his rent money went. Like, you see what that happened was. I had to buy some young pussy. Yeah.
That's the landlord.
The check is in the mail. Yes. Oh, it bounced. I'm sorry.
It's already online. I was reading the dumb little facts. Yeah, it's on Amazon. I bought it, actually. Because I wanted to download
it's
it.
Good.
Yeah, and I was reading the facts, and what's his name? It's
Skarsgård.
It. It's whoever played
Peter
it.
Skarsgård. Bill Skarsgård.
Bill Skarsgård. Yeah, he did, what is it fucking called? Where it's like they do really deep chanting.
Throat Gregorian singing? Chanting?
Yeah, he did that to like get to nail the voice.
That's how thing. I talk all the time.
And I will say, Lily Rose Depp, pretty fucking toy, dude. I like her little tits. Say, you didn't have to spend
big
20K,
forehead,
dude.
Big forehead,
shut up.
Little tits. No, I'm into it because say
what's your fucking problem?
Like me.
What is your problem, Gina?
Wait, you think that I'm saying you had a big forehead?
No, no, I know you're saying. I know. This isn't a big forehead. I'm going bald.
I'm saying Lily Rose Depp has a big forehead and little tits, and it looks great because I also had a big forehead
and
little
OG
tits? Little tits.
Did you have little tits?
Yeah.
Like sad little flat.
No, they weren't sad. They're just like, I have wide hips. So I was like, I'd rather look like this.
Yeah. No, no, I like Lily Rose's little tits.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking nice, dude.
That movie like horned women up because it has to deal with like possession and like doing something to like get you and everything.
Yeah. And she had to like give herself to this fucking monster.
Give yourself to me.
It cannot be rape.
That was the whole point. It was like he couldn't rape her.
She had
to agree.
She had to say, "Let me in."
Yeah, dude. He had to like. He had to literally.
That's
fucking
how vampires work.
Yeah, dude.
You have to invite them in.
Yeah, yeah. He had to fucking gaslight her into thinking she wanted that fucking ugly monster's cock. This is the story of my life with every woman that I've ever dated.
Yeah,
I did not rape her.
Yeah, vampires can't rape. That's why Blade was such a big deal.
Oh,
half black guy, half vampire. His first vampire.
She's in that.
Yeah, dude. Poor Blade. He never got invited in anywhere.
Yeah. He actually got asked to leave.
Yeah, he's like, that's okay. Dude, being a black vampire is tough. Yeah, dude. I
no sneakers. No tank tops. No jersey.
Well, I don't live in the neighborhood. I am visiting.
Otto, there goes the neighborhood.
Dude, I liked it.
It
really
was great.
Did. Yeah, the way it fuck. I don't want to ruin it.
How great was that shot with the shadow of his hand?
Yeah, of course. Well, that was like
that's
an homage to the old one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have you seen Long Legs? The Nicolas Cage movie.
Look how much fun we were having talking about fucking Nosferatu. Yeah, then Josh brings up some horseshit movie.
What are you talking about? Horseshit movie? It's fucking awesome.
Look at Lincoln Dog. He's like, get him, Josh. Get him, Josh.
Long Legs rules. I thought,
instead of interrupting you to get heroin, she needs to interrupt you for bad stories.
We're having fun with this voice right now. Josh, like, have you seen Long Legs? It's about a daddy long leg. What is it about?
It's about a serial killer named Long Legs, and it's violent and it's funny, and Nicolas Cage is over the top in it, and I thought you guys would enjoy
it. Funny.
Yeah, it's
horrific. Why is it funny?
It's because
it's jarring.
But it's scary and it's fun and it's gross and it's, you don't like violence?
No.
Let's see. The faggot in the racist live chat says Long Legs is retarded.
Yep.
That's not true.
Yep.
Bad Dog says it's not violent at all. Pot Pace says, shut up, Josh.
Yeah, there's like, it's like violence off the screen.
Hold on. Username J Fucks Dawkins says, sounds dumb.
I tried. I'm sorry. I'm a lot.
I'm fucking around. You didn't make me want to see Long Legs from your description. We made everyone want to see Nosferatu. Yeah. Everyone's like, dude, let's go.
We did a fun boys.
Great. Yeah.
The dog's going to get you some drugs.
What makes you think of long legs?
It's a horror movie.
Came out like 2 years ago.
No, a year and a half. But it's on the flights, and
it's a good flight movie.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, but I saw it in theaters. I didn't like it.
Yeah, I never saw it. I typically don't watch movies on flights, but
really,
Air Canada just has terrible fucking Wi-Fi, so I couldn't scroll. I couldn't argue with trolls on Twitter. I stopped arguing with trolls on Twitter altogether.
It's tough. It's so hard.
Oh, there's been a couple recently where I'm like, ooh, I want to argue. But I made a decision that I'm going to stop arguing with trolls on Twitter. I was doing it just too much.
Yeah.
I was trolling the trolls, and they were trolling me back, and nobody was a winner here.
It's, yeah, I know.
It really is. It's pretty wild. Like, there's like adults who make accounts just to troll comedians.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, when you're making that account and you're like, dude, I'm going to make this account just so I can say mean things to Jim Norton. Like, you don't feel like a loser when you type in the.
It's always like older, gossipy men.
Yeah.
It's weird. Yeah.
If it was like a 17-year-old kid, I would go like, have fun. You're young.
They listen to everything all day and they're like, this guy said this and this and that.
It's a crazy fucking thing.
Old fan.
And I'm going like, how do you think you're winning? I don't understand. Like, it's fine. I get what you're saying. You're saying mean things to comedians. I understand why maybe that you think that's fun. But at one point you have to look in the mirror and go, what am I doing with my life? I'm literally making an account to tweet at a man that I don't know.
They have nothing going on. That's the reason why. They have a dead-end job, and so they're sitting there, and they're listening to all of us, and they're just like, they feel like they're a part of it, so then they just like,
yeah,
they
but
know.
There's fandom, and then there's an adult human who... I wonder what Stuttering John said last night.
yeah, dude.
Thought when you wake up is I have to check to see what John Melendez, who has not been on media... in 25 years, said, yeah, just kill yourself.
John blocked me on everything. I don't, really? I have no idea why. People have trolled him into thinking that we're enemies, and now I'm just blocked from Stuttering John. I've never interacted with this guy once in my entire life.
Have you seen Long Legs? I don't know. I just couldn't imagine, even like saying something negative or like
no
mean.
I understand saying something negative. I mean, we do it, dude. I just trashed Long Legs. Like,
right,
fuck Long Legs,
but
fuck
not
the director, fuck the
line and being
movie.
Like, here it is, fuck you, or like something on like a YouTube. Like, I just don't understand.
So I don't consider being critical
online.
Of something online is not the same as creating an account, like a secret account with a fucking a Trump photo to be like, hey, fuck you, you're a comedian I hate.
I lose my shit. I have DM people and been like, you know my schedule. I will pay for your hotel.
Please
come
and
shoot a fucking fair one with me. I don't give a shit. I'll go to the hospital to prove a point.
Yeah.
Like, I lose. It's something makes me go, like, I see red. I just need to, like, walk away.
Yeah, you know? You need to. Well, that's what I would do.
Well,
the
I'm
same
not good
thing.
At Twitter. And that pisses me off when people are like, this sucks. Well, I'm like, yeah, I suck at Twitter. I just have a dumb thing and it falls out of my
head.
Well,
I was the same way. And granted, I'm not like, come shoot a fair one because that's fucking.
That's why.
I know.
That's cringe and crazy.
I know.
But they also.
Come shoot a fair one.
I know.
They do know where we're at. My schedule's online every day.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why it's so funny. Like, I get protective of like my hometown. I don't want people to know what home. For some reason, I'm like, I don't want people to know my hometown. It's like, it doesn't matter.
Like,
they know where I'm at
time.
Every day. Yeah. Every time they could walk in, they could fucking shoot me. That's that. It's a very strange thing. And I would kind of drive myself crazy too. And it wasn't even getting me angry. I would like go on a flight and I would just tweet at them and I'd go back to them. I'd spend 4 hours on a flight just going back and forth with trolls, taking a screenshot of their face and being like, look at this ugly faggot.
I've seen that. Yeah.
And it's just, it's great. it was one of my favorite things to do, but I had to stop doing it. I was like, nobody that I respect does this.
No.
Yeah.
Nobody that I has any respect for is spending their time doing that at all. And granted, everybody looks at the comments. Everybody does. You do see the shit. Anyone who says they don't look at the comments, the only reason they're saying that is because they look at the comments.
Yeah.
Everybody looks at the fucking comments.
And I don't think about that because I just see red and I'm like, it's just me and this person. And then I see Todd Barrett and he's like, you really lost it on Twitter today, didn't you?
Yeah,
what? Oh, no.
It's like, why are you on Twitter?
Oh, my God. I only had time once, and it was an account called Tan Stewie. It was like a fake picture of Stewie Griffin. And it was like, they only had like 100 followers. And it said something about me, and it was like, it was some douchey guy getting tables, and I was like, yeah, this asshole's 46 years old, like, just acting like this. And somebody was like, yeah, and you're too old for him, bitch. And I was like, yeah, because I have my menses. And it was like a joke, like, yeah, because that guy's a fucking pedophile.
Yeah.
And the guy writes back, and he's like, yeah, I bet you do. If you and every other dumb female comedian have to date a bunch of men. And I was like, where did this come from? And it turned out that Tan Stewie thought menses meant menses. He didn't never heard the phrase menses. He thought it was the plural of the word men.
What an asshole.
What the fuck?
What a stupid dickhead. Never heard the term menses.
Menses is your period. Just okay. FYI.
Oh, I thought menses was menopause.
No, we're all learning.
No.
Menopause.
Did you think she has menopause?
She's bleeding in between her pussy lips.
Huh? No, menses.
No, I thought she was
period.
Making a joke.
Menopause is when it stops. So when I said I'm too old for him because I have my menses, it meant like he's a pedophile.
Oh, I thought.
Yeah,
you,
you
have
and are
menopause.
You Tan Stewie?
Yes. Lois.
I would like to smell your tampon.
Do you mind if I just drink from your?
Do you think vampires
cup?
Would take a tampon and just? Like suck
oh, it's
on
like
it?
A lollipop.
Oh, yeah. It's delicious.
Everyone,
no,
please.
It's like a tea.
Everyone went, yeah.
How many licks to the center to get to the clot?
One, two, three. Dude,
how, like, what a prison move it was for Nosferatu to get that guy to be like, that's a lock of your wife's hair. Let me hold on to it for you.
He's like, okay. He's like, it was good, dude. I liked it. I
you
liked
make
it.
Him walk
then I went home and I jerked off to nudes of Lily Rose Depp.
Really?
You just watched that show she did on HBO. She's
I never like, watched it, but I just watched the nude scenes
from the
show.
I jerked off to the idea of being possessed.
Oh, the trash one that The Weeknd produced.
Yeah, yeah she's like naked throughout the whole thing.
Hell yeah, dude. She's pretty fucking toy, dude.
She's in Long Legs, too.
Yeah.
Shut up.
No, she's not. Is that why you thought of Long Legs?
Yeah.
Nuh-uh. She's not in Long Legs.
Everyone apologized.
Same thing with...
She's not in Long Legs.
Oh, there she is. Look at her little tits, dude. I love them.
Whoa.
I love her big nipples and little tits.
Yeah.
Thanks, Shannon. Hey. Shannon, this is what you could... If you just take your tits out and don't get new ones, this is what you could look like.
No, it's they're not going to look like that.
Yeah, what are they going to look like?
Well, now they've been bigger for so long,
they're
not going to
bounce
back.
They're going to look like Natty Smith's tits.
Oh, you have Natty Smith?
Wait, look, is Lily Rose Depp in
she's
Long
not.
Legs?
No, she's not.
No, see, I knew it. No.
But there's a girl that looks like her in it.
Thanks, Josh.
No, there's not.
Yes, there is. The main actress.
No, I just think everything you say, we should just say no.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, she's not.
Dude, if you're lying about Lily Rose Depp, you're definitely lying about her being a service animal.
That's complete and utter bullshit.
Dog looks nervous.
Look at the girl, Micah Monroe. She's hot.
Oh, yeah. She's a babe. She's a great actress.
Yeah, it's... Zach, back me up. You're the horror guy, man. We've talked about
what?
This, man.
What
say, just
want?
Let him know. Don't make me.
It's a movie.
Everybody hates me already. I ruined the joke. Just say Long Legs is fucking.
Shannon, can I just say, if you started wearing like things showing your tits now, we'd probably get more money to your GoFundMe quicker.
Is it though? Because didn't we say after it's done? Like then there's
they
want to
see the before and after.
Yeah, they need to know how mangled they are now.
Shannon,
are they super?
They look like Nosferatu's back. His back was fucked up.
Lewis is the king of referencing a movie he saw this week.
I loved it.
Everything that happens will be Nosferatu.
Nosferatu.
Yes.
Ah, it was a good movie. Did you watch it, Zach?
No, I've not seen it yet.
See, you're gonna like it, dude. You're a horror guy. I think you're gonna like it. I want to watch the old one now. This is what happens is when I watch a movie or like whatever. If I read a book, like I gotta like get all the lore about it. You know what I'm saying? So now I want to watch the old one. Then they made another one a few years ago. They made one in 2023. A Nosferatu movie came out.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there's one that's the making of it. There's like a narrative version of them filming
of the
Nosferatu.
Old school one.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's somebody famous as him.
Yeah. That was in like the 90s.
Yeah.
Yes. What was the one that came out in 2023, Shannon? Can we see the trailer for that one? I mean, sometimes this happens. This is what happened with the Steve Jobs movie. Like, one of them is such a piece of shit. They were like, we're just going to do this again. We're going to make another one right now.
There was like a good one, and then they make the shitty one. So it was because there was the one with Steve Jobs about what's his name? Fassbender.
Michael Fassbender. That one was great.
That was great. And then they did one with Ashton Kutcher,
which was
horseshit. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I still like them both, to be honest with you. Yeah.
See, I don't, when I see something, I don't have to go back in the lore. If I like something, I'll watch it over and over.
Yeah.
I don't know what, like, is that like autism?
This is the Last Nosferatu 2023. Let's see.
It's called, yeah, this is it though, the Last Nosferatu?
Maybe. It said it was in 2023. I thought it was just called Nosferatu. Yeah, it was Willem Dafoe who played him in the, and then yeah. Willem Dafoe was also in the new Nosferatu.
Oh, he was great.
Yeah, I knew that.
He's
that.
Awesome.
Is it a comedy?
Waiting for your days again, I guess.
Yeah,
yeah.
What's the name of the new?
This
song?
Isn't Nosferatu. They have computers,
bro. The sound on this sounds way too amateurish.
It sounds like it's a porn.
Now, turn it off, turn it off right now.
This is a gay
turn
porn.
It off right now. Turn it the fuck off. I'm pissed right now. That made me angry. I don't know why I got so mad at that. Is that the Nosferatu from 2023? There must
no
be a different
no,
one.
No,
just
when
wasted
I,
our life.
Can you share this? When I look it up, I see this. It's just that the trailer isn't coming up. This seems like a different one.
Yeah, that is a different one.
But the trailer isn't coming up. I'll keep looking.
That was the beginning of a gay porno.
That was not Nosferatu.
I think I found it.
Let's see, Shannon. Thank you, Shannon. Finally. This is more Nosferatu-y.
This is what I'm talking about.
Nosferatu-y is where he has a bat that lives in his hat and helps him cook.
Nosferatu-y.
This is for you to deliver all the papers to him, Press.
Is he jerking off?
This is 2023.
I know nothing about area. Indeed, there may be some.
This is a piece of shit as well. I hate it.
It's too stylized. Oh, it looks silly.
Now I'd watch this gay porno. Shadow.
And when I awake, yeah, they.
Yeah, there's like five filters on it.
Oh, she's also pretty toy. Is the original Nosferatu the same? I'm assuming that's the story, right?
It's silent.
Yeah.
Is it silent?
I'm
Dracula.
Sure it's silent, right?
No, I know it's Dracula.
Am I out of my mind?
No, but that's all. They couldn't call it Dracula.
I know they almost got sued by Bram Stoker by his wife.
If you're gonna see the original, because
Mrs. Stoker.
It's silent. The way to see it is they'll do screenings of it with a live orchestra.
Oh, okay. That's pretty dope.
And whoa, that's the way to, because it's very flat by itself.
Like Lily Rose Depp.
It's like old, old.
But thank you, folks.
If you wait till around Halloween time, I'm sure, especially with the new one out,
yeah,
there will be events where you can go see it with a band. And that's the way to see movies like that.
I have the trailer for the original.
Let's see the original one, Shannon.
Back in the day, old movie theaters would have like a piano player.
Yeah.
And that's really cool.
Ooh. Yeah,
this is like
1922, I think it was.
Yeah.
I didn't even know they were making movies in 1922.
Ooh.
Yeah, Lou, you might have a hard time sitting through this, buddy.
Don't tell me. I can fucking sit through this.
I'm not trying to insult you. I'm saying these movies are hard for me to get through, and I'm, like, obsessive about them.
Ari Shaffir.
Whoa.
God, people look so weird back in the day.
Yeah, dude. All right, we got it, Shannon. I'm done with it. I'm over it. I can't even get through the trailer, much less the actual movie.
You're going to do an hour and 20?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to insult you, pal.
No, it's fine. Look, dude, let's get some plugs out of the way. We're just rolling here, baby boys. It's been a Nosferatu Monday. Nosferatu Tuesday. We should have done it tomorrow. Fuck,
it's
dude.
It's another Nosferatu Monday.
You know what? We're going to pretend Ian didn't just make that joke.
Please.
Ian, what are you plugging, my friend?
What am I plugging?
Yeah. And let me get a black coffee with a little bit of Splenda, just like a half a Splenda in it, please, Shannon.
Hi, everybody. Come see me on the road, ianfidance.com for tickets. This weekend, Valentine's Day weekend, I'm at Empire Comedy Club in Portland, Maine.
Great club.
February 21st to 22nd, Portland Helium in Portland, Oregon, and then I'm going to Skyline.
In Portland.
Appleton, Wisconsin, Fayetteville, Arkansas, Raleigh Improv, Wise Guys, Vegas. I got a ton of dates. I'm on the road every weekend till like fucking May, so ianfidance.com for all the tickets. Come on out. I always love seeing you guys in the crowd. And iAnimal69 on Instagram. And Being Ian with Jordan is the podcast every Wednesday. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Very cool. Josh?
Yo, at Josh Adam Myers.
You gotta see Eight Legs, baby. Watch me in Long Legs.
It's a great movie. Listen to my podcast, The 500. I'm going through Rolling Stone magazine's list of the 500 greatest albums. We're making our way down. It's a lot of fun. This weekend, Valentine's Day weekend, I'm at the Punchline in Atlanta. Then Sunday and Monday, I'll be at the Comedy Store in Los Angeles doing the Jam, doing Shimmy. I think I'm on the show with you guys, the Big J Show as well that week.
Oh, you'll be there too.
Yeah, with Dave Attell. Yeah, we're going to have fun. It's going to be great.
You're going to be in L.A. next week?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I know, we're all getting out of here, baby.
Yeah.
I wish you guys aren't here on Sunday or Monday, are you?
I am.
Are you?
Yeah.
You want to do the Jam on Sunday?
I'd love to.
Perfect. You're on the Jam.
It's on this Sunday before? Yeah.
The Sunday the 16th. And then when do you get
in? I'm going to get in Wednesday.
Are you doing Kill Tony?
Oh, wait. No, no. They're not in Austin. This is in
No, I'm in Los Angeles. But I know like Jay is coming and he's doing Kill Tony.
No. I'm just coming in on Wednesday.
Okay.
Wednesday, Thursday, I'm hanging in L.A.
I'll be there with you guys. So come see us all at the goddamn Comedy Jam. That's going to roll, dude. It's super fun. The Shimmy on Monday.
Oh, cool.
And then the following weekend, I'll be at the Reno Laugh Factory. And then the weekend after that, I'm at the Dallas Comedy Club. And then I'm just on the road for the rest of the year. So go to joshadammyers.com for tickets.
Gina Hyena.
I am Eggs and Hot Sauce on Instagram. Eggs, the letter N, Hot Sauce. I will be in Brooklyn in March. I will be in Austin, all over Austin, in April. So, just, I don't know, check my Instagram. That's it.
All right, Zach Amico.
This weekend, Worcester, Massachusetts, Juggalo weekend. I'll be doing commentary for JCW. And next week, I'll have a bunch of dates in Canada for you.
Very cool. Come see me on the road, guys. We have Story Wars live at the Comedy Store on February 19th. Those tickets are already almost sold out, so get them early. Don't fucking wait. I think Whitney is confirmed now. Whitney's a lunatic. I was trying to confirm her. She's just like giving me all of these different answers. But we got Bobby Lee. We have Adam Ray. It's going to be an incredible Story Wars. So come out for that. It's going to be a goddamn blast. Wise Guys, Salt Lake City, Utah on February 21st and 22nd. I'm in South Bend, Indiana at the end of March. Raleigh, North Carolina on March 23rd. St. Catharines, Ontario at the end of March, London, Ontario, Windsor, Ontario, Burlington, Ontario. Lots of Canadian dates coming up at the end of March. I'm in Philadelphia, my birthday weekend, Punchline Philly. Then we have Story Wars at the Lab at Zanies, Nashville, Tennessee for the Nashville Comedy Festival. And then my North Charleston dates got rebooked for the 11th and 12th, I believe, of April. It's not on the website, but they're up there. The tickets are out. So I know I think Saturday's already sold out, but Friday night there's tickets for American Comedy Company at the end of April and a lot more. The Bring Five Friends Tour. Bring Five Friends out. I'm going to tell you right now, I had a goddamn blast in Winnipeg. It was a great room. Great fucking fans.
Rumors
fucking
awesome.
Yeah.
Love
it's
those guys.
Great.
Yeah.
Shout out to Tyler and the entire crew there. They were fucking
Tyler's
awesome.
Tyler's the best.
Come check out all my other podcasts, The Regs, Story Wars, and obviously the legendary Legion of Skanks. If you guys sign up for my mailing list, there's a bonus podcast that I do every Friday called the Lewis Journal Podcast. You get a newsletter as well every Friday with all the news about Skank Fest, Gas Digital, and more. And I'm starting to give away a pair of all-access VIP tickets with the pre-sale for Skankfest just to that mailing list. The only way you're going to get the pre-sale tickets, the VIP with the Thursday night kickoff party, are by subscribing to my email list and winning them on that mailing list. And I'm going to do it once a month up until Skankfest, so there's basically 10 opportunities to win, guys. So go do that right now, lewisofskanks.com, and that's it, right? Subscribe to Gas Digital, the new Gas Digital. Use the promo code LAZ. If you love this show, you should know there's an uncensored ad-free version of the show that's just for subscribers. There's pre-release. You get to watch the live stream, access the racist live chat, and a bonus episode just for subscribers. Every Friday, that episode comes out just for Gas Digital subscribers. So make sure you guys use the promo code LAZ. It is the number one way that you can support the show. There's over 1,000 episodes on demand, uncensored, ad-free, and that are not available anywhere else, just at GasDigital.com.
Can I ask you a question? I don't know if it's hidden or not.
Please.
Because I'm so excited about New Orleans Skankfest, like beyond just not only just for new location, but it's like such one of my favorite cities. Where did you plan, or are you not announcing where the Jam is going to be? Or it's like.
So we don't got to say, it's not a secret, but
okay.
So every night at the end of the night, so the way it works is the venue has like five or six rooms. There's one room that can be converted And we're converting that room at the end of the night so everybody in the festival will be at the jam at the end of the night.
Nice. Whoa.
Like the entire
jam
festival.
Every night?
The entire festival will literally, the whole festival, it's going to look like a fucking rock concert. It's going to be wild. Not just a select few. There's nothing competing. The end of the night, 11 o'clock will hit. The goddamn comedy jam. It'll be the biggest show of the festival.
Oh, that's awesome.
Also, I want your opinions. I can't say this.
Can I just say something real
Please.
Quick? It is so cool that we are all doing it. We're out on the road. We're having fun. And it's such a... There's so much negativity out there. And we are coming together to be positive. Look at me, Lewis. Look at me.
Look at me
in the eyes. And it is so cool that we are just all being positive.
Do me a favor. Don't say this out loud. Okay. These are the two options for the kickoff party band. And I want to know what you guys would vote for, because I've asked everybody on the staff.
I'm stoked.
We're so split. Everybody has different opinions on this. But don't say it out loud. Just say one or two. What would you rather?
Two.
Gina, you're a woman. You're not going to even understand what this means.
One.
Don't show it. Don't wait.
No.
Oh, my God. One. One.
Shut up. Shut up.
One. Are you kidding me? I almost wore the shirt today.
Shut up.
Neither long legs.
Can we get long legs?
Can we get a screening of long legs?
Long legs should be the kickoff party.
I'm going to say two. I'm going to say
are
two.
Are you insane?
One.
No, dude. One. Dude, that two is
see,
like,
see how split it is?
Two?
It's split.
Can I say?
Yeah, people that like good music and people that like one.
One would be like... It amazing.
It both are great.
What a way to get fucking punched in the face at the beginning of the festival.
You say nothing else. Say nothing else.
You win either way.
Burn that. Give me that way. Scratch.
You win either way.
You win either way.
But
both are legendary acts,
dude. I think if you do two, you leave the option of like somebody coming with.
Say nothing else.
Yeah, but two doesn't
have any... By the way, one also has the same exact option. Because one... say nothing else.
No, I know what you mean.
A good crossover fan base with you guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
So can I just say one, even if you don't know the music, similar to the Insane Clown Posse, it's just going to be a fucking show that thumps.
Yeah.
If you ever listen to their music, like, it's literally... You don't even have to know. You're just going to be like, oh, cool, I want to punch people in the face and jump up and down.
Yeah.
My concern with two...
Is
that
he fucks every girl?
No. My concern with two is that, similarly to Seven Dust, I think some people might start checking out when they don't know the music, and it's not just as like, because with Seven Dust is great, but they had three fucking hits.
Yeah,
and then once they started playing like other shit that people didn't know, people were kind of like, all right, this is
people
cool.
People don't even know number two stuff.
No.
Number two is four times as famous.
Yeah, dude. Number two is such a great performer that
he'll be noodling.
What? Number one is nostalgic too. So I would
number two is nostalgic. They're both nostalgic.
Number one is good for stage diving, crowd surfing, people
being more
involved. The other one's like sit back and be like, oh, cool.
No, not at all.
Sorry, you don't say nothing. Dude, I shouldn't have said it. But dude, by the way, both of them are yeses. Both of them are the same price.
At the first one.
Who are you leaning towards?
So many times.
Who are you picking?
You probably told that story on something.
I never have.
Say nothing else. Give me that paper.
Okay.
Give me that paper right now.
I fucking love Flock of Seagulls. Sorry, I ruined it.
Give me that paper right now. I'm genuinely torn. I don't know. It's Natalie Imbruglia.
I'm torn. It's between Natalie Imbruglia and Lisa Loeb. It's like you should say fuck the two of them.
Dude, Natalie Imbruglia would rule, dude. I used to beat my dick senseless to Natalie Imbruglia.
So
she was so hot when that song came out.
Oh my god. Yeah. Dude, if you got Nelly Furtado and Natalie Imbruglia, it would just
I'm like a bird. I'm fly away.
Woo.
I don't know where my home is.
You know number one's the answer.
I don't
we
know.
We both
man.
Know.
I would say everyone that I've asked, it's been split. Like, once again, 2-1, 2-1. Every
what are you?
The whole staff, I'm really torn. I'm more leaning toward one. Just because I think I'm looking at it from the fan's perspective, and I just feel like you don't
There's
have to know the music
to enjoy the show.
Yeah.
Then I we'll lean towards one then, if that's what you think. Because if you really just want a good show,
and if you know the lyrics, you could go on stage and sing.
If you know
some of the songs,
what's funny is their lyrics. I can't even say this much, but their lyrics all sound like
a T-shirt.
It's not even a T-shirt. It's like every chorus is like something that a mom would have like above the couch in the living room.
Live, laugh.
Yeah, dude, yeah, they're the live, laugh, love lyrics of metal music.
I legit almost wore.
Shut up.
That's so
just
funny.
Shut up.
All their lyrics sound like a sign at Home Goods.
It sounds yeah. like a Jocko okay. Willink thing. Yes.
Yes.
Look, I was going to wear my Metallica hoodie. I'm sorry.
We're going to move on. Okay. Okay.
Do a fucking curveball and get Smash Mouth, dude. Do something like that.
He died.
Dude. I'll get the new Smash Mouth.
Smash
Mouth.
It's even cheaper. Guy it's even cheaper. Smash
there's Mouth. A lot of there's a lot of like one hit wonders that would be available, but that's not we you
Vanilla
know
get the ice. Breakfast at Tiffany's guys.
No, we need, look, it's got to be hip hop or metal. Obviously, when we did Everlast, it was a fucking.
Yeah, you need
it was bad. Everlast did his acoustic set. It was
oh, your dog what, would get what, nervous about Everlast too.
Yeah, it's true.
What hip hop have you guys? Because you could probably get like Jizza or like.
We look, we're gonna we're
you get
gonna,
Natalie and Brulia. I'm gonna be jizzing.
We're gonna move on from this conversation because I don't want anybody to slip up. Mm. But I wanted to get your opinions on it because we have to pick very soon.
Maroon 5 is gonna be sick.
Yeah, right? Can you imagine?
All right. So okay, let's take a quick moment and thank Yo Kratom for supporting today's show. We love Yo Kratom here at the Gas Digital Network. They are the marquee sponsors for everything we do. 5 years in a row, the marquee sponsors for Skankfest. So without Yo Kratom, genuinely, a lot of the comedy that you guys love wouldn't even be here because they make it easier. They're the fucking most baller-ass, ride-or-die sponsors in the business. So if you guys are over 21 years old and in the market for Kratom, get it from YoKratom.com.
That's right. Stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, or gas stations and getting a little bit of Kratom at a time, and you don't even know what's in there. When YoKratom.com has the best strains, the best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do. And the best deal in the world of Kratom, Lewis, $60 for a whole kilo.
Yeah, you don't need to use any promo codes or anything. They already have the best deal possible. I call them the Arizona iced tea of Kratom, YoKratom.com. All right, where were we? Let's talk about this. Zach brought this in. Sports reporter dies in hotel room while covering the Super Bowl.
What?
Oh. This is I want to play a game here called Let's Figure Out What Happened.
Sports reporter died?
Oh, let me take a guess. If they had Leka dog there, they would have lived.
They would have lived.
No.
They bet.
And I think the story is so obvious and they can't say what it is in the story.
I think I know.
And it really makes me laugh.
They bet on the 49ers.
Just, no, he died before the Super Bowl.
Oh, before?
He died like 2 days before.
Yeah, check out this. Just take it in for a second.
Let's see.
Okay, so this guy, Adin Manzano, was in New Orleans covering the Super Bowl. He was in his hotel, and he went into his hotel with a chick, and then just the chick comes out. It turns out he's dead.
Wow.
Can I start guessing?
Okay.
Shoved crawdad.
Pussy.
She gets caught? Yeah.
She needed the money. Oh!
Because she was using his credit cards.
Oh. He's a prostitute, obviously.
He was 27, and she was 49.
It's a good prostitute, dude. She's been in the game for a while, man.
And every article describes her as a career criminal.
I have a picture of her if you want to see.
Oh, yes.
Was her street name Old Bay?
Oh.
And all I can think, and by the way, the footage of them going back to his hotel is at 5 a.m.
Yeah, he was doing coke, and
he got a hooker, and she murdered him.
He was doing coke, yeah.
You think she murdered him?
100%.
How did he die?
It's how she got arrested for homicide.
So really? The cause of death isn't released yet, but as part of the stuff she's done in the past, sorry if you said this already, but aside from being a career criminal, she has also did you say this already? Sorry. She has also drugged men before and stolen from them, kind of like a Cardi B type
Cardi
thing.
B.
So maybe she didn't intend to kill him. Maybe there was something that went wrong with the drugs.
I think there was a gun involved.
Really?
Why do you think that?
I read one of the things I read was that there was a gun in the room.
Oh my goodness.
You gotta be careful.
Donald, chill.
Fucking get a problem.
But dude, that was the sports guy from Kansas City.
Really? He was like the main right.
Show
like the
a picture of him. Would we recognize
this guy?
Ruben Galeo.
Dude, imagine you fucking get murdered by an ugly hooker. Oh,
27.
You want to get murdered by a hot hooker?
At least if I'm going to die, my last minutes on earth are with a hot hooker. That kind of rules.
Yeah.
Can the hookers kill you in Grand Theft Auto? Because that would make it more
No,
fun.
They can't fight back.
That'd be cool.
We all learned we could just beat them in their fucking skulls. It ruled. That was the best. The when you learned
the
you
first
could
lesson you learned.
Well, the first when lesson you learned is if you drive on the grass with the hooker in the car, then the car starts shaking. That was like a little hidden thing.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, they get out of the car, they take your money, and then you beat them with a bat, and you take your money back.
Oh, I read a thing about how they did a test showing of the new Grand Theft Auto, and it's so realistic that it's off-putting when you hit and hurt civilians. The sounds they make.
The new one?
And the actual, yeah. Like, gesticulate.
They're
like
saying you could play it now, right? So I read something that, like, you could play it for, like, a lot of money or whatever. You could test it. I have no idea.
I don't know, but it's weird when it gets too lifelike.
So I stopped playing video games, but part of me, somebody was like, what about Grand Theft Auto? I was like, I may make a return.
Yeah, that's going to be so much because, money,
but
dude.
Here's the thing. Grand Theft Auto, it's just fun for me anyway, for about a week. Because mm-hmm. I try to do the challenges, and then you get to one that's really tough, and you're like, I'm not going to do this anymore. Then you just turn into trying to get as many stars as possible and just murdering people and creating chaos.
Well, now they're saying,
entertaining,
but that
though.
Gets boring after about a week.
Now they're saying that people can film you on cell phones and then put it on social media, so that adds a level of, like, you...
What do you mean? Like, in the game?
In the game, yeah.
Oh, so it's like something's happening?
Yeah,
like
and
you?
People are, like, filming you, and then it goes viral, and like people rat you out, like, oh, I saw him here while you're trying to escape and everything.
Yeah, well, it's like a whole world, right? So Grand Theft Auto Online became a thing where, like, you were in a world with other people that were also playing in that world, right?
Yes.
I never did that.
It's weird. It was a lot of, like, gang, like, there were people that were like an alien gang.
Really?
And they all dressed as green aliens.
Yeah.
And they would just fuck people up.
Yeah.
Like, you would pull up to, like, go buy something, and just 80 aliens would beat you to death with bats.
Oh.
But this new, because... Games
are that's what Trump's trying to get rid of, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. The new wrestling game's like $200 if you want all the shit.
Really?
And they said 2K? Grand Theft Auto might 24? Be the most expensive game that's coming.
Maybe
that... If you want everything with the online.
Yeah. But with the Grand Theft Auto, like, people playing together.
And it's going to be, I think, a monthly service charge to be on.
I totally forgot what I was going to say.
Sorry. Shannon, how much is Grand Theft Auto going to cost? Is it the same?
It was good.
Nice. Hoping something popped up.
There's a lot of speculations, but I do see $150. Some say it might be a monthly fee, and others say you might have to pay by the hour.
No.
The hour?
That's crazy.
That's insane. No, you're talking about that guy with the hooker.
Yeah. You're reading the wrong story,
yeah, you're
Shannon.
Mixing up the articles.
What a goober that guy looked like, too.
I know.
He was just trying to get some puss, man. He was doing coke. He was
49, dude. When I saw 27 and 49.
Dude, I remember one time I was doing coke, and I ordered an Asian hooker, and it literally, I couldn't come, so I was just, like, pumping away into her. I'm all fat and sweaty and on coke, and I couldn't even barely keep my dick hard.
Did you try to get her to pee-pee?
Dude, she literally left. I got up to go to the bathroom, and she left in the middle of it, and I remember just, like, chasing her in the hall. I'm like, hey, you gotta come back. And I was like, what am I doing with my life? This is bonkers.
That happened to me in Minneapolis, but I couldn't get hard because I was on so much coke, so I just ate trail mix with the hooker in bed, and I got a picture of her with my glasses on.
Yeah, you're just a romantic asshole. That's the problem. For me, I'm just going to violently fuck her until I come.
No, I get them, like, treats at 7-Eleven.
No, that's
like, do you want anything
gummy sharks?
On my way? Yeah, gummy sharks, yellow fucking Red Bull.
Socks.
Know.
Let's play Jenga.
I use a condom, and I give them the pack. I'm like, save it for yourself so you don't have to get them later.
The first time I got a prostitute, I was in Los Angeles, and I was. It's always like you're doing coke, and you just know that if you come, you'll go to sleep. So I got the hooker, and I remember she was like, "It's 150 for the half hour or 200 for the hour." And I was like, "Well, I'm gonna need the hour." And dude, I within 5 minutes came, and then she's like, "You got 55 minutes left." And you're just like,
"She stayed?"
Yeah.
Oh, usually when you nut, it's over.
No, I was like, "She was
cool." You never pay for the hour.
Do you know how many in calls I've gone to and I've nutted and I have time left over and I have to, like, play with their dog?
No, stop.
While I, like, get ready to re up, and I'm like, "Oh,
they let you re up,
Kiki? Yeah, you got the whole." An hour.
I'm shameful. I come and I'm like, oh, why did I do this? I have AIDS. Fuck.
No, I'm paying for the GFE. We're hanging out. We're twirling each other's hair.
You're paying for the hang?
Watching. Yeah,
I mean,
basically.
Well, some of the girls, yes, he is paying for the hang.
I'm paying for the hung. Dude, I got a hooker in Glendale, and she was not what she... It was perky C-cups and blonde, and she opened the door, and she was black with a scar on her forehead. And there were two people in the room, and I had to fuck her while
it was Glenn and Dale.
I was in the corner like the end of Blair Witch. It
oh, that's awful!
Brutal.
Oh my god!
And I was like, "Can we kiss?" And she was like, "No." And then after like 20 minutes, she's like, "You better hurry up." And I was like, "I'm trying. I'm trying."
Oh, that's god, the worst. That's, yeah.
And then it was just another person.
There was someone asleep in the bed, and then someone that was up, like playing Switch or something. And I was like, "Can they leave?" And she was like, "No, but he'll turn around." I was like, "Okay."
Oh god!
Like, I don't know how I didn't get robbed, or like, I, by the grace of God, I made it out of there.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah,
yeah.
You can't... Actually, I think that was the last time.
I don't remember the first. I don't remember the first time I got a hooker.
I wish I would have done it in Amsterdam. That was like that's still one of the biggest regrets.
I know, I did it in Amsterdam.
I wish I would have done it.
Excellente.
When was the last time you got a hooker?
A while ago, a few years.
Same.
I'm off the hookers.
I had
what I would consider a debilitating sex addiction for a while.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was really into having a lot of sex with a lot of different people.
Mm.
Yeah, and hookers just became an easier way to do it instead of like having to fucking juggle all these different women.
Yeah.
In and out. That's that. So
I've been proud of myself because I've been going to get a massage, and then when they offer to jerk me off, I go, "I'm fine, thank you."
I got a massage the other day on 13th Street, and I thought it was a rub and tug. I went in to get a regular massage, and then in the middle of it, I was like, "Oh, this is a rub and tug." She was giving me the best massage I've ever had in my entire life. I might go back again this week. It was so good, and the reason she was so invasive with my ass. Not she didn't go in, but she was like, "I'm talking about like each cheek, like grabbing it and fucking mushing it and fucking." I was like, is this a rub and tug place? But it was too good of a massage. That's the sign of a not rub and tug, is if the massage is great.
There's so much there to.
Dude, she was fucking. I'm talking.
Where
about,
is this?
It was like 13th
between
Street.
His back and his thighs.
13th and what?
Hold on, I'll give you a mosaic snake. I don't know.
13th and what?
Yeah, you gotta tell us.
Let me see. I'll tell you right now.
They never, if it's a rub and tug, it's always a shitty massage. Yep. Always a I've never had both.
The one place I go to is really good, and instead of the tug, I shower afterwards. But they don't shower me. I go, "Oh, I'm fine."
Right next to where I live in the city, there's a I guess it's a whorehouse. I mean, it's legit, like $260.
Lau use body spa.
Where is it?
Yeah, it was this one right here. It's on 196 2nd Avenue, right below 14th Street and 13th Street.
Oh.
Doggy, that shit was fucking retarded.
I might go now.
It was so fucking good.
I need a massage, man.
Doggy, I'm telling you right now, it was...
How much for me and my dog?
Yeah, well, I've got the service animal.
Can make a dog watch if I pay an extra fee?
What is it? 192.
Lau Yu's Massage, 196 2nd Avenue. It was bonkers how good it was.
Yeah, man.
And this bitch, she was just like, her hands were in my fucking...
What was her name?
I don't know the girl's
Lau
name.
Lau Hugh?
Lau Tzu.
Kung Lao.
Kung Lao.
Kung Pao.
Kung Lo.
No, it was fucking delightful, dude. I love a massage.
Yeah.
I love it.
I can't find a good
She was
one.
Like, she was doing, and then she turned me over and she was massaging my inner thighs. I was like, what is happening right now? There's no way this is a rub and tug. But I will say, I do try to get a boner. Anytime they turn me over, even when it's not a rub and tug, I do try to get hard.
Why?
I don't know.
Make a towel pop up a little bit.
I'm like, look at that.
It's that old dog in you.
Look at that.
He's barking.
Look at that. Now you.
Come back out.
I love when it's the rub and tug and they like, and you know it's a rub and tug, but they don't, they give you the shitty massage, but then they just kind of like tease, like they might like graze your balls just a little
bit. That's when you have to raise up like a cat stretching.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like you have to
present yourself. Oh, you got to do a big stretch?
Yeah. Yeah, you got to present yourself and go,
yeah.
There's a little language to it.
Yeah.
You know? There's at my show for the goddamn comedy jam and Shimmy, we have a masseuse in the back too.
Shut up.
Fucking incredible.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, the woman you hired at Skankfest, I went to her in San Antonio.
She's great.
She was great.
Yeah,
I forget her name, but she's fantastic.
Skankfest, you can get all three of them at the same time doing.
That's too much overstimulation.
Yeah. It's also obnoxious, Josh. Other people are waiting. Josh, like, no, wait your turn. I got all three. Licking Dog's got to get a pole massage.
Y'all seen Long Lay.
I was so humiliated when I got massaged at Skankfest last year.
Why?
So I took my glasses off and I put my face in the hole in the thing. And she goes, now put your hands up on the handrest. And I went like this. And she goes, those are my breasts.
Oh, my God.
I mean, God. I just honked her tits.
Oh, sorry, best massage I ever had. Pussy. The girl was blind. She just taught herself by sight. But it was awkward because she was like in the room and she's like, oh, if you want to get undressed, I'll leave the room. And I want to be like, you don't have to. Like, you can't see me either way.
Wow. Helen it was Keller colder. Massage.
Yeah, it was fucking sick. I need to find her again.
So Bad Baby was caught having a physical altercation with her mother.
No.
She smacked the shit out of her mother because her mother said some racist shit. So we can't get Bad Baby to Skankfest.
Well,
that'll be so great.
Do we have audio?
Get Vicky.
I have a video, but this is after that. So what Bad Baby says happened and what she says happened are different, but I'll show you the video first.
God damn.
Oh, look, it's all service animals, Josh.
Oh, my God.
I can't tell who's who.
She's so sad. Is she naked?
It's not sad. She's worth like $50 million to Sims Pay. Yes, dude, she made.
I think, but
her mom.
You know what
$50
million was?
Yeah.
The budget for Nosferatu. It really was.
Blow it up.
Just so you know.
Yeah, she. I think the day that she turned 18, she joined OnlyFans and made like $5 million or
something. Yeah, yeah. And then she had a really
yeah, it's sad as fuck.
It's gross. Weird. Yeah,
she had a boss ass response too. They were like, she was like, "What do you?" They asked her like a year later, like, "What do you think about all the guys who signed up for your OnlyFans the day you turned 18?" She's like, "They're sick fucking pedophiles, losers." And I was like, "Yeah,
right."
I really respected her for that, but she didn't even like do anything naked. She was just doing like bikini photos and shit like that, and like suggestive shit. I don't look.
That's what a lot of the OnlyFans people do.
Which is,
you pay and then they're like, here's a 7-second video of me jumping.
It's infuriating.
Oh, I want to see whole.
It's infuriating.
Do you guys have OnlyFans because the OnlyFans comedy thing or anything like that?
I do not, but.
No. Did you do that?
Huh? No. Isn't it weird how no one asked about you guys? But first question was, where is it?
The OnlyFans comedy thing? I didn't. We did it years ago. We were maybe the first ones to do it. Legion of Skanks did a bonus episode OnlyFans years ago, like 5 or 6 years ago. They paid us like a sponsorship thing, and it never like turned into anything else. But we were way ahead of our time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We did the Whitney Cummings roast on OnlyFans. Maybe I'll try to sell my special to OnlyFans. But they're not paying enough money.
Really?
Yeah, no.
I don't think so. I think they're paying a little bit.
They
but
give you like a chunk up front, and you're like, ooh, and then it's like all the deliverables you have to do is like, this isn't.
Yeah, no.
Worth
how
it.
Much is how much do they give you up front?
Well, I'll tell you off air. We got a bigger deal, but then I said no
because
it was just like too.
Not worth it.
They're unless asking for too much.
Unless it's like $250,000, it's more worth it to put your special on YouTube.
Totally.
Yeah.
And also you want God everyone bless to see them. It. Trying to help out comics, which is great.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's like also too, it's like, you know, we're trying to get people to sign up for a mailing list and buy this ticket and join this. And then we're like, okay,
each person
join
that
only
sees your special like, and right, goes and sees you, they're worth a lot more money ultimately. So unless they're paying you a wild amount of money, like the Netflix deals are good. There's certain deals that are really good, but it has to be like hundreds of thousands of dollars in order to be worth it.
So Shannon, what did Bad Baby's mom say about her boyfriend?
Okay,
that made her smack her like that.
So what was speculated was that it said Bad Baby said her mom called her late black friend a monkey.
Oh, Jesus.
But
how late
he is late. This monkey's late.
It's on monkey time.
That's but the show,
he's on monkey time. Shannon, can we get a monkey sound effect on the soundboard? Please.
Okay, but so the mother said that what happened was, so her boyfriend, Levon, that it's his friend that died and that he wanted Bad Baby to go to the funeral, but the mother didn't want her to go because she didn't like the person who died, and that this is what sparked the whole thing. But she posted this clip, and then she took it down immediately after.
Yeah.
But they caught it. So, and apparently they've made up after, and they're fine.
She smacked the shit out of her mom, of course.
And her mom got her in a headlock.
Yeah. Mom won.
I mean, that's how she became famous from being mean.
Yeah,
to
her
mom
smacking the shit out of her, bringing her on Dr. Phil.
Yeah, her mom shopped her around though, like daytime shows. Like,
really?
Her mom was trying to get her to be a piece of
a
shit.
Lot
of, on
a lot of people
shows.
Do they whatever it is. There's a weird subsect of people that are like trying to get on reality TV. You
it's
see them
the,
on multiple
the Kardashian mom thing. They're momagers.
Yeah.
It's
there's a huge thing in I think there was an article in the New Yorker or the Atlantic about mom influencers that pimp their kids out on Instagram, like trying on bikinis, blah, blah, and they know that the amount of followers are like pedophiles.
Of course.
And they're like, well,
they turn off the comments.
If I try to comment,
they won't let me comment.
Yeah. Why do you have a link tree without an actual link?
You stupid bitch. Yeah. No, we watched years ago. We watched.
It
would be like bath time videos.
Fucking weird.
But it was like,
man,
actual like 3 or 4 year old little girls in the bathtub and the mom bathing them, and then they turn off the comments. You're like, are you out of your fucking
mind?
And
it would be like 5 million views.
Yeah,
crazy. That's terrible.
Yeah, and the shares are like way more than the likes.
Yeah,
like,
they monetize
fucking
it.
Weird, man.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy. And but here's what's funny is like my niece watches a lot of like
the children bathing.
Not children bathing, but she watches a lot of the videos that I think pedophiles would also be interested in.
What?
Because like I
shared interests.
Well, no, my niece watches like YouTube videos, and it'll be like, you know, like a tween girl doing like a makeup session, and she's like in her nightgown or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, this is definitely is pedophile bait,
right?
And but like
little
girls also watch it as well, so it's a weird sort of thing. My sister was watching Dance Moms with my niece, and I was like, oh, if I was a pedophile, I'd be beating my dick off to these little girls dancing.
Well, that was JonBenet Ramsey, the guy that killed her, Mark Kerr, that they ended up, you know, the DNA was fucked up or whatever. He was a pedophile that, like, loved her dance mom things. And then when she died...
Kerr, wasn't that a UFC fighter?
It's John Mark Kerr, I think.
Oh, Mark Kerr, whatever.
And he was...
The smashing machine was a pedophile?
But... When everybody thought that the mom killed her, they were like, she dresses her up like a little whore. Look at her gyrating her little vagina. And it's like, oh, lady, what are you taught? Like on the news.
Shannon, can you turn the sexy music on, please?
It was crazy.
Don't really. Yeah, it's all kind of weird.
Can I say one thing about the bad baby video? this specific one with her beating her mom? Mm-hmm. The amount of small dogs and baby gates is a clear sign of a mentally ill household.
Oh, for sure.
Well, those small dogs, they shit and piss everywhere.
Yeah. And they're not
I guarantee you there's shit and piss all
no matter
their
how
house,
nice
I
of a
bet.
House there is,
yeah.
There is an equation that is the amount of baby gates and small dogs to mentally ill people that live in the house.
Especially if this dog is named Bella.
I used to see this girl who... sweet girl. Actually, I saw her on Eros once. She ended up becoming a hooker. But I used to dater's weird. You know, I used to fuck her or whatever.
Yeah.
This bitch used. This was a wacky bitch.
Kooky gal.
She's always posting now about quirky. How her life is better. She's like life is great. Blah blah. It's like life.
Now that I'm away from Lewis, life is amazing.
This bitch.
She hooks her way out.
She would.
Hooky was better.
She would
the
sell
Puerto
me.
Rican Nosferatu.
She would sell me blow. And
what?
Dude, she was crazy. This bitch was, she was in Washington Heights, dude. And I would show up and I would fuck her. And she had two little dogs like that, two little like Pekingese or whatever.
Yappies.
And she's had little wee wee pads all over the house. They would shit and piss all over these wee wee pads. This bitch was a fucking loon. And I told the story about her. I showed up one day, like in the middle of the night, and we were doing blow together. She pulled out a knife and she was just like cutting herself in front of me. Yeah, and I had to like wrestle the knife out of her hands, and I'm like, wait a minute, why am I putting my prints on this fucking knife? Like, this is
Jesus.
Oh my God.
Yeah, she was a wacky fucking bitch. Yeah, that was it. That was it.
She's doing Ari Kari because you guys just finished.
Yeah.
She fucking...
yeah, she was a wild one.
Every
yeah,
stripper has a fucking little Pomeranian that's untrained, and it's just
and
like
it's
you
the
said,
baby gate.
They have
if
like,
you put the baby gates in your house with a dog, it means I have no control over this animal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I physically have to block it.
If the dog's crazy, well, if the dog's untrained, then the person's crazy. It's like if
I went to a girl's place once, and we went back, and there was dog shit on the floor. She was like, "Oh, he's shit," and I go, "Yeah," and she goes, "Whatever, I'll get it later." And then like was like, "Let's go to bed," and I was like, "Oh, yeah. I'm still gonna fuck you, but yeah. I'm not gonna like it."
Isn't that crazy? Like, I'll never love you, but I'm gonna have sex with you.
Yeah, yeah. It was so off. But she just let shit stay on the floor.
Ugh. Yeah.
And in her bed.
Hey.
He's on fire.
Bye, guys.
All right. Let's do one final Twitter night before we get out of here. The tallest.
Oh, I sent this one too.
Let's see.
Look at this.
Shannon.
Sorry, Jorge's looking for the intro, but I'll put it after. Okay, so I'm going to show you her Instagram here.
This how do you not have the intro ready to go when we have Twitter Night on the fucking sheet?
We changed computers, and so some of the stuff is, some of the files are still.
Is the computer better? Does the show look better today?
I mean, it looks better to me. I don't know how the fans.
Fans in the chat, does it look better? Let's see. No, fuck you. Fuck you. I hope your son dies. Fuck you. You're gay. The show sucks.
No.
I have the intro ready.
Okay. Twitter Night.
What? Do it or not. Twitter Night.
Love it. Let's go. Lewis and Zach, Twitter Night. Right, everyone's saying, no, fuck you, looks like shit. Nope, Josh is gay. No, it's the same. Green screen looks like shit. No,
long legs.
Long legs, long legs. Zach looks worse. And then Plank said, yes, clear. Thank you, Plank.
Whoa, thank
the
you.
One Shout honest Plank. Person. Shout out to Plank,
Shout
guys.
Out Plank.
Plank, you know what? You just won 2 free Skankfest tickets for your
Whoa.
Positivity.
Oh, my God.
Plank, compliments get golden tickets.
Email lewisofskanks.com. Make sure you confirm their email address, Shannon. Make sure it's actually Plank.
That's awesome.
I like some positivity out of the fucking day. Yeah. Everyone else could suck a fucking dick.
Lewisofskanks.com I don't have access to.
That's not what I meant. Lewis and Zach
at gmail.com.
Okay. That's what I meant.
Okay, so speaking.
Man Bear Pig says kill Plank and Josh Adam Myers.
You should give him some tickets.
Give him tickets, yeah.
Get him
give him some tickets.
Get that guy some tickets.
Oh, shit.
Right, go ahead. So here's the video.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Who's this?
Who's this big
This is my,
bitch?
My new Jesus. Instagram follow, the tallest Latina. God,
the tallest Latina. Angel Fernandez.
Angel. You just go on her page.
Angel. Let's see her actual page.
3.2 million?
She's got 6 posts.
She kind of looks like that girl that I dated during the pandemic.
Sure.
I actually,
she
yeah.
She is huge.
Kind of does, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a big bitch.
Wow. That's a huge
it's a big bitch.
3.2 million.
I six, like six, it.
6'10"?
On my shortest heels. Me or the PS5.
Oh,
let's
God.
See. Let's see. This isn't the greatest image of her. There's another harder one.
Check her on. OnlyFans.
Is she on OnlyFans?
Yeah, well, do the handle and go to Arrow Thought or Arrow
she's,
Me.
She's thick.
Yep, there's a it link tree.
This, I don't think this is a...
Oh, it's in there.
It, she's got one. 100%.
Yep. 3 point,
hit that. And then yep. copy the handle.
Well, no, let's not steal her OnlyFans content.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, she'll Josh. Grind our bones.
We'll just
to make
see it.
Right.
Yeah, dude.
She'll give me my money.
She'll fucking mash us into paella.
Yeah, she's a big old fucking bitch. Go back to her Instagram, Shannon. Let's see. She's fucking tall. How tall is she actually?
I think she's 6'8".
6'8". Holy shit. That's wild.
Go to the oval. That's my favorite pose.
That's not bad, bub.
I like it. I don't mind it. I mean, it would be fun for like a session.
That's like if me and her hung out.
Yeah.
Well, so that was my question. Would you be comfortable going
yes.
out in public with a girl that bigger?
Why not that I'll tall. Hold her hand like not... this and be like, uppies, uppies.
There was a girl when I worked at this restaurant and she was like about that tall and she tall, skinny white chick and she loved me. And I was just like, I mean, literally throwing it at me. And I was like, I just can't.
Why?
Because she was too tall.
I don't
she,
care.
It was also she wasn't very attractive.
She had
as well.
Long legs. She had very long legs. Yeah.
She had very long legs.
She had very long legs. If you know what I'm saying.
She had huge long legs.
This whole time he's been talking about that waitress.
But then one of the
I'd hold on to her like a koala on a tree.
One of the cooks though, this shorter black guy, he was like, dude, you got to hit that. I was like, nah, I don't want to do it. We used to rent these hotels and party and do drugs there, like after work on Fridays and Saturdays. And I went to the bathroom to go do drugs, and then I walk in, and he's in there fucking her, and his like her like legs are like over his shoulder, like hitting him like in the ass.
God bless
like,
America.
So it's just it can be done. I just and I fuck taller chicks, obviously, but it's just not like that's there's a level that I'm.
This
just
is
like,
surprising to me. I thought it was just gonna be a round of yup. That's wild.
Oh, I'm not saying I wouldn't.
Oh,
I mean. You know,
pardon
that's
me,
hilarious.
Sorry.
So, did you see? So Kanye did a Super Bowl commercial. Or it was his website. Do you see the T-shirt that's for sale on Yeezy.com?
The Sean
no,
one or
no? Go to Yeezy.com real quick, Shannon. Before we get out of here,
Go to Yeezy.com. That's fucking hilarious. He rules.
Oh my God.
That's the only shirt for sale on the website.
Dude, oh my God.
How much is it?
It's 20 bucks. It's 20 bucks. Yeah.
I thought it was going to be like
he sells everything for 20 bucks.
Really?
That is crazy.
Awesome.
I thought it was going to be like a crazy shirt. Yeah.
Awesome. That's insane.
That's fucking gross.
What does the size go up to?
You going to get one?
I'm just saying. Out of curiosity, do they stop at like 2X, like pussies?
He's literally just.
Is he pulling that whole like it's an old Egyptian shit?
He's
or
not
whatever?
Tanking his career. So he did this shit like a year and a half ago, and then he sort of had a weird little comeback where people were like talking about. He's just keeping himself in everybody's vernacular, and it's a little avant garde and weird. He's a lunatic.
Calling that
he's
avant garde.
Right now, yeah.
Yeah.
That's avant.
Is it avant Auschwitz guard? Doggy, it's. I mean. What it's kind of just trolling like in such the like an extreme way. Yes, I think he's a little bit crazy, but I think that he and I said this a while ago. I was like, he can come back and have a full fledged brand deal with somebody. I think he's just like,
yeah, but he hasn't produced a piece of music worthwhile in years.
Yeah, it's he's fallen off. He's not the Yeezy of yesteryear. Like it's over.
Yeah,
you can't do that and come back. They're not gonna take it seriously.
You can't do that in jet. Like that's.
All it takes is him to go into therapy and him to be like, yeah, I was fucking fucked up. I'm telling you right now, dude, especially white people, they're so forgiving of black people. White people are retarded. They don't give a shit, dude. I'm telling you right now. They,
not Jews. Jews, we're not forgiving.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I think he will keep on fucking riding this wave of fame and just keeping himself relevant.
I think we need him and Rich Voss in the same room.
Oh God, that would
be God.
So the only person more annoying than Kanye.
A real meeting of the minds.
All right, I gotta run. You guys are the shit. Thank you for watching today's Lewis and Zach. Support Gina Hyena, Josh Adam Myers, and Ian Finance and everything that they do. We'll be back on Wednesday with another incredible episode. We have Jim Norton and Ryan Shane are coming in on Wednesday. Should be a blast.
Oh, that's going to be great.
Until then, good night. When they making noise.